Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The DH, Dusty Baker. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jose Rijo. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. And now, play ball. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill misplays the ball. That's an error on Hill. Snyder moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Clark moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Clark scores. Jacoby moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Hall reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clark moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Franco steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Baer, and towards Hill, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to third. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Schroem fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Allenson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffin scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allenson bunts towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 4 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco, who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco bunts towards the mound. Schrome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 3 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bocht moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Bocht moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Doug Jones now pitching. Len Sakata pinch runs for Dusty Baker. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 3 in the game. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Bock scores. Lansford moves to third. Sakata moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Stan Javier pinch runs for Jerry Willard. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Alfredo Griffin. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.